Hey friends, it's Jenna Overbaugh here. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I'm here to help you do all the hard things, including busting through your fear, intrusive thoughts, and worry so you can live your best life. Some of my earliest memories were being anxious and I lived my life that way until I learned more about OCD and anxiety. Since then, I learned as much as I could and I've been helping people overcome their fear and worry since 2008. Over the years, I've acquired some of the best education, training, and empowerment tools to help you understand your brain a little bit better and to finally overcome all of that fear that's been holding you back. Now, if you're ready to learn more, let's get to it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of All the Hard Things. You are listening to this just a day or two after St. Patrick's Day, which is always a day where I get a lot of questions about alcohol. I get a lot of questions about the day after or morning after drinking alcohol. Alcohol can be such a huge problem for people who have OCD and anxiety. It's definitely the main contributor to a lot of people when they struggle with, say, false memory OCD or ruminating over past events. It can be really tricky. And so I wanted to come at you with just a short, quick, to the point episode about how to manage anxiety around this idea of drinking. First of all, I think this is just like a generally kind of taboo topic, right? Sometimes I feel like I'm stepping outside of my boundaries of being able to talk about this. I am not an expert when it comes to drinking. I am not an expert when it comes to substance use, alcohol use, anything like that. But I know what I deal with personally, and I know my stuff when it comes to OCD and anxiety. And so I want to be clear that's through the lens of which I am interpreting all this and giving you guys my feedback and my guidance and my understanding. And I want to just talk about the impacts of alcohol on OCD and anxiety. I think one of the big reasons why I've always been uncomfortable to talk about this topic is because I feel like a lot of times the go-to kind of recommendation is if you have OCD or anxiety, you shouldn't drink. And that might be necessary for some people. That might be the recommendation for some people. I know for sure, like when you're in therapy and when you're taking medications, and especially when you're in a more structured treatment environment, like when I worked at residential, it was an absolute no-no. It was an absolute no-no to be drinking. We didn't allow it on the unit. We obviously were very cautionary when we told people when they go back into their everyday life, when they're on their medications, to just be mindful of that stuff. I don't think that it's realistic to tell you to never drink. If that's something that's easy for you to do and that's your choice, that's amazing. And all of that. But chances are, if you're listening to this episode, it's because you have drank or because you do drink. And this episode is not going to be for those who have a drinking problem or who have a substance use problem. I'm talking specifically to the individuals who have primarily a problem with OCD, intrusive thoughts, anxiety, and panic. They drink maybe socially, and afterwards, they really struggle with their OCD and anxiety symptoms as a direct result of having consumed alcohol. So, I'm coming at you from the lens where I don't think it's realistic to tell somebody who does drink to just stop drinking. If it was that easy, they probably would have stopped drinking already. So how can we navigate this in a more realistic way and in a way that like really emphasizes harm reduction, right? Like how can we reduce the harm and the impact that alcohol has on your OCD and anxiety so that it doesn't throw you as far as a lapse is concerned or anything like that? So let's get into it. And just to be completely honest with you guys, I'm always trying to better myself, just explore what would continually make me feel better. There are times where I don't drink alcohol for a very long period of time, and then something very celebratory happens, or it's the International OCD Foundation, and I'm with people who I haven't seen in a long time, or something like that. I'm like a celebratory drinker, I would say. And I'm a big fan of encouraging you guys with whatever it is that you're doing. If you're going to do something that you know is probably not the best for your recovery, but you're going to do it anyway, at least go into it very knowledgeably and know what it is that you're signing up for and be okay with those consequences and have a plan for how you're going to deal with those consequences. So we just wrapped up on St. Patrick's Day. What I would want for all of you to do the next time that you plan to drink is to get curious about how that drinking impacts your anxiety and your intrusive thoughts in the moment, like when you're actually drinking, and how it impacts you the next day or the next day and the next day. So chances are when you are drinking, it might feel good for a little bit, but that logical side of your brain probably turns off within a drink or two. If you're anything like me, it probably turns off sooner rather than later. And then all of that other kind of higher level thinking that you have that carries you through recovery, that allows you to think more in depth about resisting rituals and remembering all those awesome things that you heard about on Jenna's podcast, that's going to go out the window. And you're going to be much more interested because you are drinking and your inhibitions are going down. You're going to be much more interested in doing whatever is beneficial for you in the short term. So you're going to be much more interested and you're going to care a lot more about getting that reassurance from your partner because it's just what feels good now. And that's all that matters right now. You're not going to be as invested or nearly as interested in resisting those compulsions for the long-term benefit. Because as you drink, your inhibitions go down and you're focused on the short term. And so just be mindful that while you're drinking, after a couple drinks, that logical, more like long-term invested side of your brain is going to go offline. Be on the lookout for that and be sure that you're really weighing the pros and cons of continuing to drink and getting rid of or quieting down that more logical side. Because what I tend to see happen for people is they drink, they think that everything is going to be fine. They somehow expect themselves to be just as strong and have just as much willpower and have just as good of decision-making skills after several drinks as they do when they're completely sober. And that's just not the case. You're going to be much more risk-taking. You're going to be much more aligned with giving in and doing your compulsions. And of course, we should know by this point, that's going to have a negative impact on your OCD and on your recovery. By doing those compulsions, it's going to feel good in that moment. It's going to temporarily give you that relief and probably temporarily what it is that you're seeking out in that moment while you're drinking, but you're going to have consequences to pay for later. You're going to essentially be trading one uncomfortable emotion for another. So let's say that you're drinking, you're at the bar with your friends on St. Patrick's Day. You have an intrusive thought about your partner who you have relationship OCD about. You've been really good about listening to my stuff. You've been really good about resisting reassurance seeking or compulsing or going on Google. All of a sudden, you're two or three drinks in and those inhibitions go out the freaking window. You don't care as much about the long-term benefit. Maybe you're even a little bit more negative or pessimistic. This hasn't been working. I don't think that I can do this anymore. And so you go into a deep dive on Google at the bar. It makes you feel better temporarily, but now you're really setting yourself back as far as that recovery is concerned. You're going to have to deal with the consequences of that later when you're not drinking. You're going to have to deal with the consequences of probably wanting to do even further rituals, because we all know when we give into one ritual, there's going to be another one that comes after that because we've already said, screw it. I've already done one ritual. What's the point? I've already gone off of my plan. I've already done this ritual, and it's a very black and white thing for a lot of us. We feel like we did one ritual, so what's the point? I'm just going to go and do one more. If any of this is resonating with you right now, then you need to check out the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint. The OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint is my no holds barred, real talk, three-part course for action takers who want to gain control over their OCD and anxiety and take their freaking life back. It is truly recovery like you've never seen before. I made this OCD and anxiety recovery blueprint because I was sick of the same old vanilla, recycled mental health content on social media, on the internet, and I wanted to raise the bar. I wanted to create a world where people could recover for good with or without a therapist. So the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, you could get it all together. It's over 100 videos, over 35 hours of content, but you could also get one of its three courses. So we have the foundation, which is level one. This is where you will lay the groundwork for your recovery journey and truly step into your therapist role and realize ultimately how simple all of this can be when you commit to the process. Then level two, we have the transformation. This is where you would learn how to prevent rituals, including mental compulsions, dismantling all those other compulsions that really, really trouble you. You will come to understand that behaviors and mental compulsions are yours to control and never the other way around. Then we have the end game. This is where you will bulletproof your recovery no matter what exposures or challenges cross your path. I want you to take your life back into your own hands. So OCD has nothing against you. If you want to learn more about the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, just go to www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com/blueprint or head to the link in my show notes. I don't do vanilla. I don't do what's your subtype. I rip open the freaking curtains and take you into the inner workings of my mind and education so you can know this as well as I do. So again, to learn more about the blueprint, go to www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com/blueprint or head to the show notes and click the link below. Another way that I see alcohol impacting our anxiety is just think about how a lot of the reasons why we drink tend to be a lot of the reasons why we do rituals in the first place. We're either trying to get rid of pain or we're trying to feel good. And no hate, because like I said, I drink every once in a while too. So for some of us, it's not something that we have to be super introspective about, but I think it is worth asking yourself and getting curious about, what are the reasons why I'm drinking? Is it to avoid social anxiety? Is it to avoid this feeling of discomfort? Is it this feeling that I need to get rid of, this feeling of kind of just restlessness that I don't know what to do with my body? And I just wonder, and if you could get curious with yourself, I think it would be really good. I wonder what benefit you could gain from working on those things, from working on letting yourself feel that social anxiety and not having to have alcohol to get through it, to let yourself feel restless and not do anything about it necessarily, to let yourself learn that those uncomfortable emotions don't necessarily need to have anything done with them, that you can feel anxious and feel uncomfortable, and that eventually, within about 90 seconds, as long as we're not participating in those emotions, as long as we aren't editing them or judging them or trying to get rid of them or whatever, as long as we're not participating in that and we're not muddying the water, eventually those emotions are going to come and go within about 90 seconds, right? So then the big one, right? As soon as we are waking up in the morning, we obviously have that anxiety, that hangover anxiety. And there are so many physiological explanations of that, that you would be better off learning about from another expert who's much more aligned with that teaching and with what the physiological impacts are and the effects are. But as far as my line of work, I just see it really impacting people from, oh my gosh, I blacked out last night. There are some things that are fuzzy. There are some things that I don't remember. And they really start to freak out. They really start to feel like they have to go back through their phone. They have to ask their friends or their family members if they did anything, or they just really want to make sure, right? And that's not necessarily just attributable or just part of the OCD and anxiety experience. That's going to happen with all of us. We're always going to wake up after a night of drinking with some anxiety and with some fuzziness and some feelings of general mental discomfort. But of course, when you have OCD and anxiety, you're much less likely to be willing to sit with that and to leave well enough alone. So you're going to have these increased urges to go back and mentally review, to go back and get reassurance. Some other compulsions that I really see a lot are just this excessive monitoring of how you feel and, oh my gosh, what did I do last night? What happened? To get that sense of safety that, okay, nothing bad happened. Other compulsions might be seeking reassurance from a partner, going on Google, trying to do whatever you can to like get rid of that uncomfortable feeling, whether it's physically or mentally or emotionally or both. Other obsessions that I see a lot would be things like, maybe that did I embarrass myself when I was intoxicated? Am I being judged negatively by others? Did I do something to harm somebody? Could I have lashed out or lost control of my impulses in some way? Did I cheat on a partner? Did a partner cheat on me? So it can just be really tricky. And I always say to people and to myself, if you're going to drink, know how it impacts it before. Know how it impacts your anxiety and OCD during the act of drinking, and definitely be aware of how it impacts the drinking after the fact. So if you can just be aware of that, I think that's a really good first step. Know that before you start to drink, you're gonna start to experience things, probably this release of wanting to get rid of the anxiety. I wanna get rid of this feeling of discomfort. I wanna get rid of this feeling of restlessness. I'm sad and I don't wanna feel sad anymore. Get curious about why it is that you're drinking in the first place. What is the function of that drinking? And if it's to get rid of discomfort, similar to how you ritualize to get rid of discomfort, there's probably more to think about there and more on to work there. Similarly, when you are drinking, just know that after a couple drinks, you're not going to be mentally who you were without those drinks. You're going to be much more likely to give into your rituals. You're going to be much more likely to just throw in the towel, do this all or nothing stuff. And then after you're done drinking, you're going to feel more anxious. There's no way around it. You are going to feel more anxious. You're probably going to have some higher urges and higher tendencies to want to go back and want to figure out all those blank holes that might be there from your memory. You're going to want to do those things. And so my advice is always to be aware of that. Get curious about it. And if you're going to make the decision to drink, just be prepared for what it's going to be. When you drink, be prepared for the next morning. You're going to have higher urges to catastrophize. You're going to have higher urges to seek reassurance from a partner. If you want this drinking to not impact your recovery in the long term and not to contribute to a full-blown relapse, my recommendation is always to be prepared. So when you're going to drink, if you're going to drink, how are you going to handle those urges in the next morning? How are you going to handle holding yourself accountable to not going backwards 10 steps? How are you going to hold yourself accountable to letting yourself feel that anxiety and not do anything about it? How are you going to hold yourself accountable to, no matter what fuzzy experiences come up or no matter what increased anxiety comes up, I refuse to ask my partner this question? I think it's really important to plan in advance, have a plan of attack, know that this is what's going to come up for you. You're going to experience that heightened distress. You're going to experience that heightened anxiety due to the obsessions, due to the compulsions. And just know in advance kind of what you're signing up for. And if you continue to decide to make that choice, that's fine. That's okay. And I think that a lot of us will continue to make those decisions. I just hope that as you move forward, those decisions are more informed and you're not drinking with the expectation that everything is going to be great and everything is going to be fine the next morning, because it's not. You, by drinking, by continuing to manage your OCD and your anxiety, you are more than likely signing up for increased urges in the morning, increased anxiety, increased discomfort. So ask yourself if you are truly willing to sit with that. And this is what I signed up for. I'm ready to go. I really want to ask my partner this question. I really want to go back onto the internet and try to Google this. You have to really hold yourself accountable here. And I hope that's something that you feel a little bit more confident in doing, having listened to this podcast. Now that we've done that, I hope that has been helpful. Again, remember the three ways, before, during, and after, that alcohol can impact this here. I am in no way, shape, or form expecting anybody who has been drinking to just stop. It's not that simple. If it was, you would have already done it. So I at least ask and expect all of you, if recovery is meaningful to you and if recovery is something that you want to maintain and have continually be long-lasting, just know what you're signing up for. Know what you're signing up for. Don't go into drinking expecting to feel fine the next day. You are going to have to fight a little bit harder. You are going to have to fight harder to let yourself sit with that discomfort. You're going to have to fight a little bit harder to resist those urges to ritualize. And I know that you guys can do it. So know what's going to happen before, during, and after. Know what you're signing up for and just be prepared to bring your A game. Be prepared to seek support if you need it. Until next time, guys, thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Jenna. Until next time, keep doing all the hard things. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would take a quick minute to please give it a review. And while you're at it, check out my website at www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com to sign up for my free email newsletter that includes an instant, free downloadable PDF to help jumpstart your OCD and anxiety recovery journey. You can also find me on Instagram or TikTok at jenna.overbaugh. If you liked what you listened to here, you can download some of my workshops and courses on OCD, anxiety, and treatment at my website as well. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and until next time, keep doing all the hard things.